From the studios of Books in Motion, this is J.P. O'Shaughnessy reading Wooden Guns by Max Brand. Now let's begin with Chapter 1, Overcoming a Handicap. All the upper forest was alive. The aspens by the watercourse lashed back and forth. The great pines bowed gravely to one another. But beneath the treetops there was a level of greater quiet, for it was a wood of unusual size and unusual density. The axe of the lumberman had not thinned it. Perhaps the reason was that it was so inaccessible, for the mountains sloped on either side down to burning deserts. One could stand on a hill shoulder and glance to bare summits on the one side, where patches of snow still lay in the northern shadow of the big rocks above the timberline. And on the other hand, one's eye fell to the wide and yellow sands of the desert, over which clouds rarely passed. The storm winds condensed their mists only about the summits of the range. From those peaks the clouds would blow out like stiffly standing flags, snapping away to nothing at the ends. And only on the sides of the mountains fell the snow above the timberline and the rains beneath it. The very watercourses had not the courage to face the naked country, so it seemed, for shortly after they left their ravines among the hills, their valleys flattened out and the streams themselves sank into the sands or were drunk up by the fierce sun. But midway down the mountains, the forest was a royal one. And since there were no great waterways down which to float the logs, and since cartage across the desert was almost impossible,